Okay, we are up to Perek Hey, Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 5, Mishnah 1. So the Mishnah now is returning back to the Yom Kippur service. And if you remember where we left off, we were talking about the Ketores service. So he had left the shovel full of coals on the floor in the fourth row over there. And so says Mishnah Aleph as follows, continuing from this, Hutsiyu lo es hakaf ves hamachta. So they brought the empty ladle and a shovel out to him. So which shovel are we talking about? So the Mepharshim seem to say that it's actually not the shovel of coals, it's the shovel of Ketores that he would bring out to him. And he would scoop up as much Ketores as he could from the shovel with his cupped hands, and he would throw it, and he would put it into the ladle. Then, okay, the Mishnah says, how much exactly did he grab with the scoop, with his hands scooped together? Hagadol afi gadlo. Well, quite simply, a large man would scoop according to the size of his large hands. Vakatzin lafi katno, and a small kohen gadol would scoop according to the size of his small hands, and that's it. Vakachai samidasa, and that was the amount of Ketores that was burned inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Moving forward, natal samachta bimino ves hakaf esmolo. He would then take the shovel of coals, right, this was the shovel that was on the floor, so he would take the shovel of coals in his right hand and the ladle of Ketores in his left hand, and he would enter into the sanctuary. He would then walk through the sanctuary until he reached the opening between the two curtains that separated the main part, the holy, from the holy of holies. Uvine and Amma. So there was an Amma between these curtains. And so just to sort of build the description for you a little bit. So you had the main sanctuary part, which was called the Holy. Then there was one curtain that would go sort of in the entranceway to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. There was a little space and then another curtain. And the reason why is maybe a little bit beyond for a 5-minute Mishnayos. But basically, there used to be more of a... In the first base of Mikdash, there was a wall. In the second base of Mikdash, there that sort of separated over here. But in the second base of Mikdash, there was not a wall. There was only the curtains, and the reason why is because of the height of the base of Mikdash. It's really beyond the scope of the 5-minute Mishnayos. But basically, so there were two curtains that he would encounter. So he had the holy. He had one curtain, a little space, then another curtain, and then there was the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So and in between these two curtains, there was an Amma between them. Rabbi Yosi says Lo Haizasham Ela Paruch Hazachas B'Lavash Nemar. Rabbi Yosi says, what are you talking about? No, there's only one curtain because it says V'Hiv Dila HaParuchos HaParuches Lachem Bein HaKodesh Bein Kodesh HaKadoshim, that there shall be a curtain that should divide between the holy and the holy of holies, which means so there only had to be one curtain. Okay, going back to the narrative of what's happening now. So hachitzona, according to this Tanakama, and not according to Rabbi Yosi, hachitzona haisa prupa min hadarom, the outer one, right, the curtain that was closer to the holy, was folded back and fastened at the south. That would sort of create a Kohen Gadol, that would sort of create an opening for the Kohen Gadol so that he can enter the space between the curtains. Again, just to sort of picture it. So that means you have the curtains standing in front of you, and on your left side, it was sort of folded back to the right a little bit, so get in on the left side. Vapnimis minatzafon, on the inner curtain, was folded back and fastened at the north. So you would walk in to this little space between the curtains, you sort of like turn right, and then you have this you'd walk down this little area, and then the curtain that was closest to the Kodesh HaKadoshim was folded to the left a little bit on the right side. And then Mahalich Bainehan Ajimagia Latzafon. So the Kohen Gadol would like we just said, would walk through the opening at the south, and he walk between the curtains until he reached the opening at the north. When he reached the opening at the north, he would go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and he would then turn to the south. So now the curtain is going to be on his left side and the arm will be on its right side. He walked in the southern direction with the curtain on his left and the aron on his right until he reached the northern pole of the aron. When he reached the northern pole of the ark, he would place the shovel of coals on the floor between the two poles. And then what the Mishnah does not say is then he would take the Ketores from the ladle and pour it into his cupped hands. Now you say, how is that possible? If he cups his hands, how does he pour the Ketores into it? So it seems like he would take the ladle of the Ketores and put it in, like, in his mouth and turn it over into his cupped hands. Then Savaras HaKetores Al Gabe Gachal Minis Male Kol HaBayas Kulo Ashan. Then he would throw the Ketores, he would heap the Ketores from his hands onto the coals, and he would wait until the entire chamber was filled with smoke. Yatza Ovalo Bederach Beis Kenisa So. He then would leave the Kodesh HaKadoshim the way that he entered. Mespalel Tfila Kitzara Babayas Achitzon. And he would say a short Tfila in the outer chamber, which seems like we're talking about the holy over here. Velo Hayama Arich Betfila Shaloba Hav Is Es Yisrael. But he would not make his prayers too long because he didn't want to scare the Jewish people that who would think that maybe he died. And that's not good news for the Jews. So that's what would happen for this Ketorah service. That brings us to the end of Mishnah. We'll do one more quick Mishnah B's. Mishnah Nital Ha'aron. Once the Aron was taken, once the Aron was taken, Evan Haisa Sham Mimos Nevim Rishonim. There was all that was left was the stone that had been there from the days of the early prophets. Ushia Haisa Nekreis, and it was called the Shasia, which means the foundation. It's called the foundation stone because it was the foundation of the world. This is where it all began. Givoha Mina Aretz Shalosh Etzbaos. It sort of like protruded three finger breaths above the ground. And on this stone, the Kohen Gadol would place a shovel of coals and burn the Ketores when there was no Aron there. Okay, that brings us to the end of Mishnah Beis, and God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Gimel, but for now, we'll stop right here.